John in verse 2 of Revelation 21 saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God, out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. One of the great things that God has forbidden in the Bible is incest. It is still about the worst crime known in the calendar of crime in England. God laid down certain marriage rules in the book, and he said that nobody could marry their sister. And yet here we have a bridegroom that himself comes from God, and a bride that comes from God. God is the father of both. Here we have the great and wonderful mystery that the bride of the Lamb comes from God just as the Lamb comes from God. Here we have the glorious thing in the spirit of the Son, if you like, marrying the daughter. What a wonderful and precious revelation of truth this is. She comes from God. Father always gives away his daughter. I've had the privilege of giving away two of mine and an adopted daughter. It's been a great privilege to give them away. But always the one to whom they were given had a different father than me. But here, look at this revelation. She's the bride. She's adorned for her husband. She comes from God. Hallelujah. Out of heaven she comes. She doesn't come out of sin, you see. She doesn't come out of hell. She doesn't come out of Egypt or out of the wilderness. She comes out of heaven. She's been up there sitting in the heavenly places to prayers, I reckon. Centuries, perhaps. I don't know. Millenniums. She's been sitting up there. She's wonderful. The Bible reveals great and wondrous miracles. Tells us precious, precious truth, beloved. Deals in things that the mind cannot grasp. And so I turn back into the 17th chapter of John, and I see this precious and glorious truth more clearly. In the first verse, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me. There it is. Thine they were. Thou gavest them me. And this explains the glorious truth again and again, that when it sinks into the heart, catches the breath, and staggers the mind, such truths as we read in John chapter 10, for instance. Here it is. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. It is the sheep, in this instance, who prove who the shepherd is. Jesus is virtually saying, you know that I am the genuine one if you watch these people. This is the great mystery. Let's turn into John chapter 3, and perhaps the mystery will become plainer. And in this great third chapter of John, oh, the wonder of it, we have this word. There arose a question in verse 25 between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. There it is. It's the bride who shows who the bridegroom is. As the great truth is presented, it's the sheep who prove who the shepherd is. Shepherd. Hallelujah. This is a great principle. Thine they were, thou gavest them me. Glory be to God. And John says in his glorious epistle, beloved, we're of him. We're of God. We're of God, beloved. Oh, my heart rejoices, beloved, in this great truth. I'm of God. I'm of God. I'm not of man. I'm not of man's doctrines. I'm not of man's denominations. I'm not of sin, and I'm not of self, and I'm not of Satan, and I'm not of the world, and I'm not of the flesh. I'm of God. Glory. It is a tremendous thing. Does it stagger your heart? Oh, hallelujah. I've come from God, and I'm going to God, just like Jesus. I've come from God. This was the tremendous thing, you see, beloved, in that great eighth chapter of this blessed epistle. Oh, it's wonderful when you see these great truths that God wants you to see, beloved. He says in verse 23, he says to these people, you are from beneath. You are from beneath, he says to these people that were going to do these desperate things to him. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. You see? He says, I know whence I came. I know where I'm going. What a tremendous thing this is. In the 13th chapter, he says the same thing. Jesus, verse 3, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and went to God. That's right. That's why, beloved, you must be born from Jerusalem, which is above. You've got to come from God on this earth. Yes. You see, he says, I saw New Jerusalem coming down from God, out of heaven. That's why you've got to be born from New Jerusalem. It's got to be something done in heaven. In New Jerusalem. And you're sent into this world from God. As a newborn babe, just as Jesus was. That's right. Hallelujah. You see, it's all very simple. We make it so complicated. It all seems so difficult. Here's the great revelation. You've got to know you've come from God. You can't marry Jesus. If not, you're not worthy to. You're not fit. You can't. It's an abominable cheat to think you can. You've got to be given from Father to Jesus. Glory. Oh, it's wonderful. Look, yeah, it's marvelous.
Oh, it's marvelous.
In the book of Hebrews, beloved. No, sister. In Hebrews, beloved, here's the tremendous truth. If you know the truth will set you free, you see. It's the truth that sets you free. Glory to God. This is the revelation. Don't you think I'm a Calvinist? Don't you think I'm an Arminian? Just the Son of God. But in the Hebrews letter, and the second chapter, listen to what it says here. We see Jesus in verse 9. You do see Jesus, don't you? He was made a little lower. That's what you've been made. Yeah. You see? You're born from New Jerusalem and made a little lower. You've been loaned to this earth. You've been put down on this earth. Isn't that a marvelous thing? You haven't been put into the devil's camp. You haven't been put on the brink of hell. You haven't been put into a prison house. You've been born from on high. Jerusalem is the mother of all. She's free. Amen. Glory. Oh, for a trumpet voice. I almost feel I want to leap up when I say that. Thrills me. Struggling to get free. Glory to God. We've been born free, beloved. One of these days we'll all believe it. You say he told us that at Cliff.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. And he says in this second chapter, let's go down. Here's Jesus speaking. Or at least this is what's said about him. Verse 11, both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. We're of one blood. It says in the Bible that he made of one blood all nations of men dwell on the earth. I want to tell you that up in heaven we're all made of one blood to dwell on all the face of heaven, the new creation. Yes, it's simple. Love, isn't it? We're all of one. We're all of one Father. Glory, isn't it? Let's go on, listen. Chapter 2. Hebrews. You were enjoying what I said before and you didn't hear. Chapter 2. You were so enraptured by the vision. And glory be to God, beloved. Let it sink into your hearts. It'll be marrow in your bones. It'll make you a strong son of God when you know the truth. You'll know what seed you're on. And it's in the marrow of you. You'll know. Glory be to God. And it says this. Because of this he's not ashamed to call us brothers. Saying, now listen to this. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. This is Jesus talking about your Father. I will put my trust in him, his Father too. Praise the name of the Lord. And listen, I and the children that God has given me. You don't you see? You're God's children. And God's children marry God's Son. It's all so marvelous. It's all so glorious. It's allowed in natural things, but this is supernatural. This is the revelation that God has given us. Amen. This is the wonder of his love. This precious bride. This holy union. This glory of God. This manifestation of life eternal. Oh, this is the thing, beloved. We marry him. She comes down from God out of heaven. Bless the name of the Lord. And Father gives her away to Jesus. It's all so wondrous here. You know, I meet so many people that say, I'm all muddled, I'm all mixed up, and they've got this and that in there. This is a real muddle for you. Come on, have a good think of this, and you'll forget all the other muddles that you've been in. Glory! She's my mother! And yet, I'm in her and I'm part of the bride. It's marvelous! Glory! Yes, yes. God's my Father. Jesus is my Savior. He's my husband! This is a tremendous thing. I'm all muddled up in God, or straightened out. One of the two. That's right. I'm lost, utterly lost. Not in sin, but in God. Lost. Lost in God. Gone away, out of sight. Hallelujah! It isn't a matter of metaphors, it's the glory of reality. It's not a matter of figures, it's a matter of form being conformed to his glorious image. Oh! Coming down out of heaven from God. Behold it, everybody. Behold it, ye angels. Behold it, you devils. Behold it, Satan. Behold it, ye stars, and wonder. Behold it, all the new creation, and flee away, you old creation, from the glory of this. Here she comes, the bride. For Jesus, she's come from God. All the tragedy of it, all the miracles of it, all the virgin birth, all the terrible cross, all the people, all the harlots, all the adulterers, the liars, the murderers, the fornicators. Look at them all. Hallelujah. God gets hold of it all. And he makes it all one through the mighty, glorious, overpowering love and the flooding blood of Jesus out of his eternal heart to marry us into God and seal us all up in there. What a terrible and a glorious thing it is. What an awful and yet a wonderful picture. What a contradiction! And what simple reality. We're in the mystery. We're in the mystery of all. But you know, it's as plain as daylight in here. The trouble with every creature is they can never say what they want to say. To make us understand it and take it in. You've actually come from God. You've been born again. Glory. You're not a half-breed between flesh and spirit. You're of the pure strain. You're not a mix-up. You come out of the simple, joyous glory and love and peace and wonder of God. Hallelujah. When Jesus was born on earth, the Magi came, the shepherds came, Mary, Joseph wondered. Artists would have the cattle lowing and the sheep bleating, but leave it to the artists, the Bible doesn't say it. But when a soul is born again, Father comes, hallelujah, the angels come, they come. Blessed be the name of the Lord, here is God, manifested his most tender love, this glory of God. Hallelujah. We're moving on, beloved. Sin out. The devil out. Bondages riven. Glory. Found nature's third. A real job. A thorough job. God doing the work. This is his grace. What hope has a host of evil here? None. God has come in. Oh, there's old Peter, stumbling, blundering, plunging into the sea. There's this, that, and the other disciple saying, drive her away. There's Judas, the devil himself, and casting out devils, and all sorts of things that's happening. Oh, and he says, thine they were, Father, they come from thee. Thou gavest them to me. Hallelujah. He said, my sheep, he said, they hear my voice. Amen. You can tell who the shepherd is. Look at the sheep. You can tell who the shepherd is, he said. He put the responsibility on the sheep. It was his job to come in the door. The sheep declare to the shepherds. Yeah. Do you know I was on holiday not so long ago? Was I? Yes, I was. I had a few days break and went down to Cornwall. And my wife and I, we went out for a walk and we crossed the field and looked out over gorgeous St. Austell Bay and we walked round and my wife disdained the opulent car that we'd been loaned and we just walked around and we crossed a field and we came back and as we came back it's getting towards dark and we walked across this field and Presently we saw a shaggy old shape standing up in front of us, and it was there, a sheep, looking at us like this, all surprised. And as we looked at it, this sheep, I had a good look at it, and I thought, no, Lord, that's wonderful. It was absolutely wonderful. Do you know what it was doing? It was just throbbing with it. Its heart was it was rocking with the beat of its heart. It was all heart manifest in that. You won't see a cow going like this, throbbing in and out with its heartbeat. You won't see a horse going like this and throbbing in and out. But a sheep, it was all moving with the beating of its heart and the pulsing of its all heart and war apparently. I don't know. But there it was. I thought that was wonderful. You have a good look at a sheep the next time. Basically, it's climbed up a mountainside, round the Dorsal Bay. And there it was. I thought it was just rocking there, looking at us. Oh, hard, Jesus. If you can find me like that, oh, do you know what I believe? I believe if I give my body to be burned, and I'm not all heart. No. No. I don't believe there's anything. Except this. I don't. I never shall. I never have, since I've had sense enough to see the truth. By the glory and wonder of God, that we're all of one. We're all of one. And God is really my father. And God's son is my husband. And I'm here to please him. I'm here to delight him. I'm here just to do his will. That's what I want. If I'm beautiful to him, I don't care how ugly I may appear to him. That doesn't worry me a bit. If he thinks I'm glorious, that's the only eyes I want to shine in. And this is all that the Lord wants us to be, beloved. Come down, God, out of heaven. There's a time when he pulled me up out of the pit, I was filthy. I was rotten. I was proud. I was supposed to have everything, lots of things that the other fellows wanted, you know. I don't mean money, I never had any of that. Sort of the ability to sing and preach and all that in the sort of circles I moved in. And I was as proud. I was not. But he pulled me up out of that. Glory. You know, beloved, by his grace I've never gone back there since. That for me or you, sister? That's right. Hallelujah. You see, he pulled me up out of that. He pulled me up out of a horrible pit. But I haven't come from a pit of sin. No, not in the book of the Revelation. I can't tell you how it's happened. He pulled me out of the world at one period. He pulled me up out of everything. He wouldn't let anybody have me. Nobody. He wanted me for himself. Praise him. And moreover, I believe I am for Jesus. And only Jesus. I If any of you ever find a Bible that looks like the one that used to be mine, you know the one, the famous one that's been to many conferences. I lost it after a conference in Exeter. That's what they do down there. They don't do it in Liverpool, but somehow you lose your Bible after a conference down there. So I had to borrow my wife's. I wanted to buy a new one. She said, borrow mine, in the hope that mine would turn up. And I bought my wife this Bible some time ago, 63. I wrote in it this one: they saw no man anymore save Jesus only with themselves. They saw no man anymore save Jesus only with themselves. Glory. That's all. To see the Lord. Ah. Do you believe you've come down? Do you believe that you've been born onto this earth? That you've actually had a break in all that old life? You've actually died and gone to heaven and been born again from heaven onto this earth? You say, that's fantastic. It's true. I'm a dead man. I've come back to this earth. Mind you, I've got no difficulty believing that. When God baptized me in the Spirit, I didn't know I was on this earth, but some of you have heard me say this before. I really didn't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, it was wonderful when God took away my sin, when God gave me glorious life from it, when I ruled in his realm. Oh, it took me about a fortnight to come back to earth. I mean, in the sort of senses, I was like in a daze for a start, but I realized that I actually had a new birth on this earth. I came back from God. He thinks some queer things, doesn't he? I think it about you too, my brother, my sister. You're all queer too. If you say you've been born again, that very word again means from above. That's your Greek word, from above. You've been born from above. He says you must be born from above. People keep saying again, I wish they'd write from above him. You must be born from above. I have been born from above. I've come back to earth. A new man. Hallelujah. Well, you know, fantastic comets write about Martians visiting the earth. And children get all kinds of queer ideas in their heads. But this is the truth. This isn't science fiction. This is the glory of God. There's been a burial here, I tell you. There's been a death. There's been a finishing. There's been a resurrection and an ascension. There's been a coming down again too. Hallelujah. I've come from God. And what's more, I know I've come from God. And I know I'm going to God. Then I know I'm coming down from God again. And I'm going to God. The arms of my Jesus. Going to be married to him for all eternity. Wonderful. Wonderful. We started our honeymoon ahead, really. Marvelous. I tell you the truth. This is what God wants you to understand. There are some people, they haven't had this coming back to earth again. They've had conversions. They've had all sorts of experiences. I'm not talking about levitations now. I'm not talking about imaginations now. I'm not talking about spiritist nonsense about going through seven planes of life and all that nonsense and hellish lot of lies. I'm telling you the truth of the revelation of God. Mind you, I didn't tell the time I was only a baby. You see, babies don't know where they come from. Say, where did you come from, baby dear? Out of me everywhere, into here. Babies don't know that. Baby. I didn't know when I was born. I could have told all this, you see, some time ago now. And I can tell you, I can sort of look back on it. But you see, what people do, they start believing doctrines before they've had a birth. And then they have to stick their doctrines then for pride's sake. But when you wait till you're born and then get revelation on it, and you preach revelation, that's different. I didn't realize this. I didn't formulate my doctrines unless I must tread this doctrinal path, unless I'd have been in bondage, like so many are. But I'm free. My Bible says I'm free. I refuse to be fettered. I won't be called a Calvinist or an Arminian. Or this, that, and the other. Well, I don't care if they are, but I mean, that's got the name. He gives all his sheep a name. My name's not Arminian. Calvinist either. Glory. Listen, I'm preaching pure election to you. Here's the truth. I came from God. I didn't know this at the time, see? But I can tell you now, I look back on this, I see this. I was just a babe when I came, blue-eyed and innocent, I hope, and ignorant. Glory, glory. I believed this for a bit, now I thought it might be something else. Now I know what it was. Amen. I've been raised up from the dead. And mark you, I wasn't even raised up from the death of sin. You say, now, what's he going to say? Listen, I was raised up from the death of Jesus Christ. When he died, he brought in a new death for everybody to die. That's right. When he died unto sin once. And I had a resurrection from the death of Jesus as surely as Jesus is my head and the Holy Ghost is my knowledge. I tell you that I rose from the death of Jesus. Amen. Because I died with him. I know that God put me to death on that cross, crucified me. I never was any good. I never shall be any good. I'm rotten to myself and rotten to everybody else. So God put me to death, and I'm very glad. Yes, amen. And I have a resurrection from his death. That's what the Bible says, that if you be planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Oh, glory. Of course, old Paul had to say something there. This he should have gone on and said, and his ascension, and his enthronement. But he didn't say it there. He said it in other places. He was applying himself to this sad and sorry fact that so many people that are believing in Jesus have never come to the cross and death of Jesus. That's right. They're fettered by sins, believing in their sins, giving power to their sin by faith, giving power to it, handing over their personality, stepping off the throne of their sovereignty, laying the laurels at the feet of the devil. But here, beloved, is the glory of the revelation, that God raises us up from the death of Jesus as clean and as pure and as sweet as he. For see, he rose not with a stench of death on him, he rose smelling with all sweet savours. He rose, for they wrapped him not in swathing bands, but in these grave clothes with all the precious spices run. Oh, the sweet savour of Christ, you see. The sweet savour of Christ. I smell like resurrection to God. By the grace of Jesus, I smell like that which forbids corruption to God.
For that's what the spices are for.
Amen. Not to overcome my putrefaction, not to dress up my sin in a make-believe facade of Christian teaching, but in the glory of the life that cannot know corruption. Amen. To live with him. To send me back down on this earth. That's why the Bible says the thing it says. You read it. Turn with me now to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we'll see. This is what the Bible says. Now you're duty bound to believe the Bible. Anybody here that feels they're not duty bound to believe the Bible, shout out. You're duty bound to believe the Bible. You must. And this is what it says. Listen. Fifth chapter, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. There we are. I'm down here instead of Christ. I'm down here instead of Christ. He hung on the cross instead of me. He took the pain instead of me. He went to hell instead of me. Glory, glory. And I'm down here instead of him. He can't be spared. He's doing the job now that must be done. He's mediating the Holy Ghost. That's what he's mediating. He's mediating the precious third person of the Trinity from the first person of the Trinity. He is mediating the Holy Ghost, that second person of the Trinity. That blessed Jesus. Oh, it's marvelous. Holy Ghost comes through him, so I get all his life. It's like that. He's the life pipe. Life, if you like. And the Holy Ghost comes to me through Jesus, and I'm down here instead of Jesus. I realize it now. There was a time when I believed it. Now I know it. I'm realizing it now. Now I know I came down here from heaven. I've come from heaven. Where have you come?
Oh, I've come from a horrible background. My mum and dad were all mixed up.
I had a divorce.
I'm come from a broken home.
Now, my beloved, my heart goes up to you. I want to tell you that God has done something that you needn't sit down on your ash pile weeping. I don't care if your mum and dad had been named Elizabeth and Philip, and you'd lived in a palace called Buckingham, you see. I don't care. I tell you that there's nothing on this earth can equal a city that I know of, whose foundations are jasper and chalcedony and topaz, whose gates are of several pearls, whose streets of gold. Amen. That's where I was born. Hallelujah. I've come down here. I'm from God. I hope I've got the glory of heaven about me and not the misery of earth. I hope I've got the glow of God instead of the gloom of the devil about me. I hope so. I hope so. Oh, I'm going to dare to believe so. That's right. I've come from God. The devil knows he can't kid me any other way. I know he's tough. I could write 2 Corinthians 5 now. I'm not going to attempt to because the book says we mustn't. Come from God. The goes of God. Why? Because I am God. Lord Father, thou gavest them me. Thine they were. Father, I have kept these that thou hast given me, I've kept them in thy name. And now, O Father, come I to thee. Oh, glory. And when I come down in the last great revelation of the book, and I am given to Jesus publicly, all the host of the heavenly ones will see it. I won't be given individually. Not then. I've been given individually to him now. But then I'll be given to him corporately with you. They won't. Nobody will see me. But I'm going to be in it. Everybody will see Jesus. And I'm going to be in it, and I'm going to talk it as though it's me. And that's what you want to do. Until it's life inside you. Drink to your thirsty spirit. Meat to your hungry soul. So that your mind revolves in these things and not spinning round like some old humming top down on some saw of the devil. Believe God. Plead with every womanly person that's going to be his bride and said, believe me, woman, he said, believe me. But people don't believe him. They don't believe him. Or do they? And in that day, beloved, everybody will be there. They'll all see. Talk about the stars sinking in their courses. I reckon when God makes a new creation, he'll make about a millionfold more stars than there are in this one, without any clouds to blot them out. See, the sons of the morning will sing, great voices will shout, like the sound of very waters that will remind me of the day when first I was thirsty on the earth. I heard someone say, come! And I said, when I heard it, come? Is he calling me? Oh, everyone that's thirsty, come ye to the waters! Ye that have no money, come ye, buy, eat, yea, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Praise the name of the Lord. And I think of that time I drank, and it sort of lived in me. It all started to spring up inside. And I heard the waters of comfort, and I heard the waters of joy, and I heard the waters of peace, and they were waters of quietness, and he led me by, and they were wonderful. I heard the mighty roarings of God in me, the vast ocean of his love. Amen. Again, that he loved me and I loved him. Not enough. Oh, for grace to love him more. Love him for everything. Love him in everything. Love him about everything. Love him for everything. Love him above everything. And that's what God wants, beloved. To know you're there in the glory of this revelation. Let me ask a question. Without trying to simulate levitation or lightning, do you know you come from God? Are you down on this earth from God? Do you know it? Do you say this is a... Do you really expect me to believe that?
Well, I haven't preached it to you for any other reason.
You should believe it. I want to tell you that I am prepared to preach this tonight. It's flown on the same river. It's come from the same throne. It's all part of the testimony of the Spirit. And saying to you, come. Well, now, if you don't know you've been born like that, well, get born again. Get born from above. A superior birth. A heavenly birth. An eternal birth. No, you weren't bound to understand this. I told you I didn't know it when I was a blue-eyed babe. But you know now. And this is what God wants you to understand. God, give us understanding in all things. Beloved, in understanding be men. And may the Lord move us along into this. Let's pray.